Welcome to Ital is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop. Hi everyone, this is Julie. Thank you for stopping by for another podcast today. And I hope you're having a fantabulous day today. And I hope all is going well for you thus far. In this podcast, it'll be kind of a short one because this is something that I've talked about before. And I just wanted to touch on it again because it is very important. Because now that they have the new, what they're calling bivalent or bivalent mRNA COVID-19 vaccine booster, basically they're encouraging pregnant and recently pregnant women. Well, now they're using the term people, women. Only women can get pregnant. Women up to 6 weeks post partum to get this booster. So they're advising women, and apparently the numbers aren't moving as they would like, you know, because apparently more women are not taking up this so-called offer. And that's good to see, because I'm hoping that it's because more and more they're becoming they're getting to see the risk associated with this. There was this whole COVID hype and the lies and lies on top of lies. And then things started to become more apparent to people. And a lot more people began to see through the lies. And so a lot of them are not as scared today as they were maybe a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. So people aren't as scared as before, but you know, it's sad that these COVID-19 vaccines, whether they be the first one, the boosters, or whatever ones, are being recommended for pregnant women and recently pregnant women, the women that have just, you know, recently given birth. We go on over to the CDC website, for example, and the CDC, this is America's CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and that's the website I'm talking about. So in their updated recommendations titled COVID-19 Vaccines While Pregnant and Breastfeeding, and this was updated July 14th, 2022, so, you know, recently, and what they say is that it's recommended. They say COVID-19 vaccination is recommended for all people 6 months and older. And this is what the CDC have on their website. And this was updated July 14th, 2022. And it's titled COVID-19 Vaccines While Pregnant or Breastfeeding. And this is what they note. They said COVID-19 vaccination is recommended for all people 6 months and older. This includes people who are pregnant, breastfeeding, trying to get pregnant now, or might become pregnant in the future. It went on to say CDC also recommends COVID-19 vaccines for infants 6 months and older whose mother was vaccinated or who had a COVID-19 infection while pregnant. Now, down further, they noted that evidence continues to build showing that COVID-19 vaccination during pregnancy is safe and effective. And further, there is currently no evidence that any vaccines, including COVID-19 vaccine, cause fertility problems in men or women. And that's a damn lie. That is a lie. And if any one of you who are now listening have done research, independent research, look at different sources of information, you will realize that there have never been any serious tests as it pertains to any vaccines, especially the long-term effects of these vaccines. And that is the truth. So here they are still perpetuating the lie that COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Ask them how many tests have they done over what period of time that they can say that COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. When we go to the UK government website, which is gov.uk, and when we look at COVID-19 vaccination in pregnancy, this is what they have written. The Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization, that's JCVI, has now advised that pregnant women are more at risk of severe COVID-19 disease. Where is the severe COVID-19 disease? Where is it? Because it's obviously in somebody's imagination. And these are the things that people should be looking at and be asking questions. What are they talking about? Why don't you see what they're talking about? Why don't I see it? Only they see it. And this is what they went on to say. They are reminding pregnant women to have their COVID-19 vaccines as soon as possible. They should not delay vaccination until after they have given birth. Why are they in such a tizzy for you to take this into your body? Why? And they go on to say, and this is where the manipulation is, this is to protect them and their babies. In the UK, over 100,000 pregnant women have been vaccinated, mainly with Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, and they have a good safety profile. So here we go, because this is one of the things that they do. And be very wary of this, because as people, we tend to sometimes want to follow or feel safe with certain situation because we believe others are doing it. So one, they'll tell you or remind you that, oh, this person has done it, or these people have done it. So when they tell you over 100,000 women have taken these vaccine, pregnant women at that, they're trying to lull you into this false state of, okay, over 100,000 women have taken it. Ah, it can't be that bad. Oh, I can go take it too. I can, be a part of the number. So be very careful about the information that they put. Now, the reason why I'm touching on this, and it's in this article. This was updated. I'm trying to see if they have a date when it was updated. Updated 2nd September 2022. So, today is September 24th, so it was only recently updated. But here's this. This is what they have noted in some toxicology in reports. Listen to this. In discussing the Pfizer, which they note as BNT, this is a Pfizer vaccine, BNT162B2, right? This is what they have noted. And this is also another part of the UK Gov site, the UK government site, the gov.uk. And this one was updated August 16. And this is what they wrote. I want to show you the contradiction. When you scroll down the page and you look at the toxicity conclusions, this is what they noted. The absence of reproductive toxicity data is a reflection of the speed of development to first identify and select COVID-19 mRNA vaccine BNT162B2 for clinical testing and its rapid development to meet the ongoing urgent health need. So they are telling you that really and truly, there is no data about the toxicity of these vaccines. This is what they're telling you. Then, when you read a little bit further into that very paragraph, it says, In the context of supply under Regulation 174, it is considered that sufficient reassurance of safe use of vaccine in pregnant women cannot be provided at the present time. They go on to say, however, use in women of childbearing potential could be supported provided healthcare professionals are advised to rule out known or suspected pregnancy prior to vaccination. Now, let's not skip over that part. Let me reread it. In the context of supply under Regulation 174, it is considered that sufficient reassurance of safe use of the vaccine in pregnant women cannot be provided at this time. Ironically, this is on the same government website. And what did I read prior? They said that it was safe and effective. When we look at prenatal and postnatal development as it pertains to the vaccine, it's what they state is no studies have been done. When we look at studies in which the offspring or juvenile, they're talking about animal studies in this case, are dosed or further evaluated, they say no such studies have been done. When it comes to other toxicity studies, what did they state? No such studies have been done. This is on the government website, yet they tell you it is safe and effective for you to give your unborn baby. It is safe and effective for you to give your baby 6 months and older. It is safe and effective for you to take it into your body. But they can't give certain assurances. When it comes to carcinogenicity, as they call it, which is a carcinogenic effect, this is what they noted. Carcinogenicity studies with BNT162b2 have not been conducted, as they claim that all vaccine constructs are lipids and mRNA, and they say that are not expected to have carcinogenic or tumeric potential. Not expected to have doesn't mean that they don't have. Not expected to have tumor effect doesn't mean that they don't have. No study, no test was done. And the World Health Organization is complicit in the actions that have been taking place. And I really want people to begin to open their eyes because I know that for women who have taken it when they're pregnant for and there have been a number of reported miscarriages as a result, there are women who have come and tell their stories about having miscarriages after they have had the vaccines. But for those of you who have had babies and have had the vaccine and had been breastfeeding your babies, you don't know what the repercussions are. And for those of you who take your babies to have this, it's just unfortunate. But I am going to say this, if you have taken it, don't take no more. And cleanse yourself. That's why we have herbs. That's why we have natural fruits and vegetables. Use these to cleanse yourself. Hydrate the body. Take some herbal teas. Cleanse the gastrointestinal tract. Cleanse the blood. Cleanse the cell. And do this for yourself as well as your children. Because I'm telling you, when they tell you that it's safe and effective, it's a lie. I can't say it any simpler than that. It's a lie. So I'll leave it at that this time, and I'll say, don't forget to be the change you'd like to see in this world. Have a fantabulous day today. Ta-ta.
Welcome to Italy's Vital, your natural health and wellness stop.